Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. The big headline here is that a couple days ago at the Dreamforce Customer Conference in San Francisco, Salesforce unveiled its latest addition to the Einstein product line. So they unveiled Einstein Copilot Studio. So this is aimed at enriching the user experience. And this new offering allows companies to customize the capabilities of Salesforce's Einstein GPT and Einstein Copilot. And this is essentially set to better fit their unique business needs. So Einstein Copilot Studios is comprised of three key components: the prompt builder, the skills builder, and the model builder. So Clara C., who is the CEO of Salesforce AI, elaborated on these elements, stating, quote, "The first piece is the prompt builder, designed for customers eager to tailor the prompt templates featured in Einstein GPT. This customization enables businesses to add their own unique prompts related to their products, brands, or particular market needs that the base offering might not cover." End quote. So not really stopping at customization, the skills builder takes functionality a step further on all of this. And essentially what it's doing is it is enabling companies to add specific actions to prompts. So C explains that the skills builder, Einstein Copilot, really kind of transcends mere data retrieval and Q&A functionalities. Businesses can now control and designate the specific workflows Einstein Copilot can access and execute. So examples include, you know, running competitor analysis or handling objections, features that make the tool, I think, a lot more responsive to the needs of a very dynamic business environment, which is what we're seeing today. So the third thing that they have added here and announced is the model builder. So this offers a level of customization that large enterprises with in-house data science teams are going to find really attractive, right? Because not all companies are just these, you know, medium-sized businesses that don't have the resources, right? There's a lot of really large companies that are using Salesforce, getting a lot of value out of it, and they may have their own in-house data science teams. So though businesses in, you know, those situations can integrate their own models or utilize supported third-party offerings from Anthropic, Cohere, Databricks, Google Cloud's Vertex AI, and OpenAI. So according to C, this is an extension of the, you know, quote, bring your own model concept that Salesforce introduced earlier this year. And Brent Leary, who is the founder and principal analysis at CRM Essentials, really says that this, he calls this, right, the integrated approach of Einstein Copilot Studios, and says, quote, "The power of Studio is it's the place where all the components are accessible from across the Salesforce platform, which is a major part of simplifying prompt and skills creation for admins that address real-world use cases specific to organizational needs." So that was Brent Leary that said that. But Salesforce is not, you know, obviously blind to the challenges of implementing AI. I think particularly large language models that can sometimes produce results that are inaccurate or, you know, inappropriate. And to mitigate these risks, Salesforce is developing the Einstein Trust Layer. This is really interesting. And I've seen similar offerings, third-party offerings, at a number of different companies are doing. Specifically, when I was at the AI4 conference, I saw a number of different companies that were building these unique trust layers that kind of sat between, you can imagine, ChatGPT and the end user response, where essentially it's looking at the response ChatGPT is giving. It's like a middle layer, and it's making sure it's accurate, it's safe, it's not giving away any personal data that it's not supposed to, it's not saying anything it's not supposed to, right? And of course, ChatGPT and OpenAI, they build in their own trust and safety layers and protections, but those don't always catch everything that companies are concerned about and enterprises are concerned about. And so this appears to be the same approach that Salesforce is taking. And essentially this, from Salesforce, their Einstein Trust Layer, is designed to help companies manage security, governance, and data privacy. So utilizing cloud data, initially introduced as Genie at last year's Dreamforce, Salesforce aims to enhance the accuracy of answers provided by the AI. So moreover, Einstein Copilot Studio allows for turnable responses. So depending on the risk associated with a given question, companies can decide whether to automate a response or involve human oversight, right? I think this is a really good play, because sometimes, what the model might think is risky or needs to be looked at the trust layer, it really isn't that, isn't that confidential. Or maybe it's the CEO or the head of a department that has the access to that information. And so I think it's a great, opportunity for them to, you can have this automated, or you can have this involve human oversight to decide if it really needs to be audited. So C kind of points out for, lower cost or lower stake queries, like, the cost of a wire transfer, something like that could, full automation definitely would be fine for those types of questions. However, for tasks involving, significant financial transfers, human intervention, and a lot of different areas, human intervention would probably be wise. So I think despite concerns that AI adoption could lead to job losses, C sees a silver lining and says, I think it's a big moment in time, and there will certainly be impact to certain jobs, and there will also certainly be new jobs that are being created, such as the prompt engineer. So that's what, that was the full quote she said. But I think Einstein Copilot is really set to enter a pilot phase this fall, with the Einstein Trust Layer to be made generally available across the Einstein platform in the coming months. So exact launch dates were not specified by Salesforce, but I think this is a really interesting roadmap. We know what they're coming out with and what they're working on. And so we have a lot to look forward to coming out of their platform in the coming months and year.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.